When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Establishing healthy relationships is super important because for the first time, your 20s are an opportunity for you to pick your own friends. Up until your 20s, your friends have kind of been chosen for you. For the first time in your 20s, you have complete freedom to choose who you want to spend your time with. Outside of, you know, your work. And so I think that it's a really cool opportunity to learn how to develop healthy relationships and spend time with people who are better than you in every aspect and can call you higher and challenge you and just help you to be a better person. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to or back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. My name is Lily. I'm your host. And I'm here with a special guest.
Hello, everybody. This is Lexi.
Hi, Lex. Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
My lips are chapped.
My lips are so chapped. Hold on. Should I get some Glossier?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We went to the Glossier in Boston this weekend when we were up there. That's not the reason we went, but we were in
Glossier
Boston.
Glossier makes me feel like a fabulous scientist. And if you've ever been in a Glossier, like, you know how it feels.
They're wearing those like not lab coats. They're wearing like
the jumpsuits.
Yeah. They're like in between like lab wear and like painter wear. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Kind of like it's like a pink jumpsuit, like jean.
Do they wear like an apron?
It seems that way. I don't know. Whatever. But it just makes me feel like a glammy.
Are they looped in on the glammy joke?
I don't know, but I feel like the more that I tell different people about how funny glammy is, the less that they appreciate it. Like, I feel like they don't think glammy is funny. And I'm like, glammy's the best.
Oh, I think the glammy's funny. I think that you could go ahead and loop people in on glammy if you wanted to.
Okay, short version is, glammy will be my grandmother name. I'm sure you're listening, thinking about your grandmother. And, you know, she probably has a two-syllable name, like Yee or Yaya or Meemaw or, I mean, even the male version, Pop-Pop and Mum-Mum. And
this stemmed from growing up on the Eastern Shore. Everyone had
weird names for their grandparents.
Grandparent names. Like Leela and Lola and like...
And Lolly and Pop is the new one.
And not to offend anybody's grandparents.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. Like, everybody's like, you can call your grandparents whatever you want. But I want to be called Glammy. And
what does Glammy stand for?
Glamorous Grammy.
Right on.
And she is, and I'm her. And I just want to claim this now. So that I can be the first glammy. And
if you have a glammy, DM us.
Yeah, please. Like, no one's out of the poll I've taken so far, and it's been more people than it probably should be. No one has said, oh yeah, my grandma's name is Glammy. Like, it's me. I think I created it. I don't know, but
Glammy bakes cookies.
Glammy. I don't know. It stemmed from a conversation that Lily and I had in the car one day, and then we went to a music festival and I was running through the crowd yelling, Glammy's got a twinkle. And then something about it came up in Pensacola, and that's when the real poll started about the grandparent names. And then from there, Glammy's been on the up and up, and I don't think she'll ever have her downfall.
Nope, Glammy's here to stay, and Glammy's been wrapping Christmas gifts all day. Glammy was power cleaning the house earlier.
Last week Glammy made like 8 batches of cookies. She power cleaned this morning. She's been wrapping Christmas gifts. She's been shopping the past 3 days. Like, Christmas is Glammy's season.
Right now we're in the 80 portion of 80/20.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Vector. Last year my slogan was, oh yeah, Vector. I don't even know what the topic is.
So the topic, this is actually perfect to kick off today's episode with Glammy, because Glammy is you in the future.
She's in the 80 and we're about to talk about the 20.
And we're about to talk about being in your 20s. So how perfect is it that Glammy's here with us today?
Yes, she's awesome.
Glammy's always around. But we also have Lexi with us.
Yes.
And Lex and I are both in our early 20s. And I feel like
I've lived a million years.
Yeah, no, true. I feel like even just within the past year, we've lived a lot of lives.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of true with every year of your 20s. Like, when I look back to, I'm closer to my 24th birthday than I am to my 23rd birthday. Mm-hmm. And I think the further I get into my 20s, the more, obviously, the more I learn, the more experience. And I feel like if I were to listen back to this episode, like this time next year, I'll have a different perspective. And I feel like you probably would too.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Just because of how much growing and changing you do every single year.
Yeah. Well, and it's even like, I guess it's just like every year you look back at like the year before or 2 years before and you're like, wow, so much has changed.
100%.
Or like, what was I thinking?
It's more that. Yeah. It's more what was I thinking than, well, and also like, look how much has changed. But I think a big portion of that is because, and research shows this, like in your 20s, your personality changes more than any other portion of your life. And so I think a lot of the feeling of this life is changing so much, so fast. Is it always going to be like this? Oh, I'm doing something completely different this year than I was last year. And my friend group is completely different. And I just don't know like how to feel about life. I feel like those feelings are so common just because of like the stage of life that we're in, you know?
Yeah. Well, and not only is like every person in your life doing something completely different, it's like it seems like each month something new happens. So you have to like kind of like pivot to whatever that new thing is.
Elaborate on that.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, just things change so quickly. And I think, yeah, that's true in your life. But like in your 20s, you realize that, wow, life goes by really quick. But in your 20s, like it's the first time it's all happening. So it seems like it's so foreign. And it's the first time you're doing things on your own. Like your parents have like fully like kicked you out the nest, you know?
Real quick, I want to recap our Boston trip, because yeah, I think that trip kind of just inspired today's episode. I've been wanting to do an episode for a bit just about like, what's the point of your 20s, and kind of make it more of like a, this is where I am now, so this is what I think the point is. And my point could be different than your point. And that's just kind of like where we are in the timeline. And I feel like this weekend kind of inspired this episode. So I want to real quick recap that. If you guys saw my Instagram, we were in Boston. We went to the Army Navy game. Go Navy, beat Army. Unfortunately, we did not. Unfortunately, we did not. But nonetheless, we still had a great time, and we just really just like tore it up.
We did. We ran that city.
We ran that city.
So much happened. And like, I was looking back through pictures. I was like, oh my gosh, I already forgot about that. And it was like 3 days ago.
I feel like because so many friends were in one place.
Oh my gosh.
It was just like
crazy.
A vacation with all of our friends.
It really was.
It was tons of fun.
Yeah. And there were so many people there that we didn't even get to see everybody, because they were seeing their friends and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it was just like, well, my friends just got here, so I can't branch off. It's like, there was a lot going on, but it was awesome.
It kind of to me felt like, I mean, I know that you didn't go to regular college, but when I went to Chicago on a fraternity formal in college one time, it kind of felt like that to me to some degree. Yeah. Like all your friends are in one city. They're all down to have a good time. And there's just so...
Well, because you're like in a new place.
Yeah, you're in a new place. A trip. Like, you're excited to explore. And so we rented an Airbnb with six other people. Was there?
It was
four other people. There were six of us in total.
Yeah.
And everyone just kind of did like their own thing. The first day, we all met up for dinner. We went to a yummy restaurant called Shy Bird. And then
which by the way has two locations. Well, our group was really big, so we had to split up into more than one Uber. And the group I was with, like, we just showed up and we walked in because we thought we were meeting that, like, our Uber left later. So we were like, okay, like, where's the rest of the group? We're wandering around this restaurant. Everyone's like, what are these people doing? Like, we walked in, didn't speak to anybody, and we're just wandering around. And then somebody checked their phone. I was like, wait, the girls are at the other restaurant. We were like, no way that there's two locations. And then we had to get in another 20-minute Uber. It was so funny. But
by the time you guys got there, we had just actually gotten our big table.
Yeah.
Like really they had put us at like a bar high top for a while the other table was kind of waiting. So it worked out totally fine. But after dinner we were having so much fun at dinner.
Oh my gosh. We weren't even like drunk. We were just having so much fun. And the waiters, like there was like three people that continuously came up to us. I don't know what that was about.
I think they were just like rotating.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But they're like, okay, we're going to bring more water to the table. And we're like, no, like we're not drunk. We're just having a good time.
I'll drink more water. Yeah. And then they're like, are you guys celebrating something? And we're like, friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so fun. And then a bunch of our other friends were out downtown, kind of like at this strip of like older bars in Boston. So like Bell in Hand, White Bull Tavern, a couple other ones. And so we hit a couple of those and just really like danced the night away. It was so fun.
Well, and the bar was crazy too, because all of a sudden it felt like we were like back in Annapolis.
It really did. I'm like, are we at O'Brien's right now?
Everybody there was from Annapolis.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Like every time you turn, there was a new friend and we're like, oh my gosh, hey.
It was kind of like a little reunion.
It was.
And then Saturday we hopped in an Uber down to Gillette. And we went to the Travis Manning Foundation tailgate to start the day off, which was super fun. They did an awesome job at that tailgate.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like a carnival. Like I knew it was gonna be big, but I didn't realize it was gonna be that big with that many different like iconic vendors and everything. So I'm really glad we got tickets to that, because at that point we didn't have tickets to the game. We were just going to the big tailgate and we were gonna enjoy it and then figure out and like see where the day takes us. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I think maybe what inspired me most to do this episode is that I guess your 20s, but you could do this no matter what age you are. But I feel like Boston was just one big, like, let's just go and see what happens. We didn't have game tickets and we bought tickets to the Travis Manning tailgate.
Like Thursday before the game.
Yeah. So this was like 2 days before kind of plan. Yeah. So it was really just all spontaneous. And I feel like when things are spontaneous, that's when the best memories are made.
We met Jocko and then we met Dave and who else did we meet?
Just a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just super fun. The Army Navy game in and of itself is truly one of my favorite sporting events because of just the spirit. Yeah. That's there. And I've never been, I mean, obviously like Gillette can hold like 60,000 plus people. And then there's people that are there who are just there like in the vicinity. And so say it's like 100,000 people that are truly there like for America's game. And it's just like, I don't know.
The energy's just so different.
I get chills, like literally like standing there, like hearing the national anthem, like you just get chills.
Yeah.
And
just like the patriotism everywhere. It was just really cool. And we've been before, but like just different when you're older and you can actually really, really appreciate it and experience it to the fullest, which we absolutely did.
We absolutely did.
And like literally less than an hour before kickoff, we weaseled our way to get tickets and it was just really, really cool.
Tickets that ended up being on the 50-yard line in the second row.
Yeah. They used to be CBS and CBS didn't show up. So we were able to get them from.
So we got these.
It was
tickets.
Crazy.
It was insane.
So wild.
And just kind of a good reminder of how, like, you never know what can happen, and you just have to, like, go into every situation of, like, all right, well, I'm, you know, open to anything, I'm down for anything. And I think a big part of your 20s, to kind of, like, round this back to the topic at hand, a big part of your 20s is just saying yes to a lot of things and making as many friends as you possibly can.
Yeah. Well, it's funny too, because, like, I had friends say to me in recent weeks, like, oh, I just feel like you're friends with everybody, or you have so many friends, or you, I had one friend text me and say, I feel like you only hang out with hot people. And I'm like, no, I literally just, like, make conversation with random people, or I make connections. And then, not that I force them to be my friend, but I really try hard to be the connection maker so that this, whatever this is, can build. Whether that's, like, like a connection as far as work goes, or a connection for friendship, or, you know, maybe even like a little romantic relationship. I don't know, but things just work out because, you know, you just go into it saying, like, okay, cool, I'm, like, good for whatever comes my way, and I'm up for anything and yes to everything. Like, it pains me to say no to plans, but sometimes I just have to pick and choose and, like, see, like, what's a priority and what's not. But for the most part, I try really hard to just put everything on my plate so that I don't miss out and that I just have more experiences.
How do you manage not missing out with also, like, filling your own cup and, like, taking a rest?
Well, I know, like, my own signs. So if I'm really feeling physically,
I feel like you're very in tune.
Yeah. And if I'm feeling physically fatigued and I realize, like, okay, well, I could go to this and try to have fun, like, almost force myself to have fun, or I could stay home and be super content watching a movie, or, you know, going for a little bit and then coming home. So, you know, I don't, like, hurt their feelings because I did show up eventually, but only going for a limited time. Like, I don't know. You just, like, have to pick and choose and be okay with not always having, like, a crazy, like, night out on the town.
What do you think is your best and biggest friendship initiating tip?
The best way to be interesting is to be interested.
Ooh.
And
good one.
I think that, like, if you show that you actually are willing to make an effort, the effort will just go full circle. Like, it's just a chain reaction. You know, I feel like we've talked about this before, like, not necessarily swallowing your pride, but not being stubborn about communication and allowing yourself to be probably the one who reaches out the most. And then eventually people are going to be like, oh my gosh, wait, yeah, they are on my radar for, like, you know, invitations or grabbing coffee or, you know, whatever. I also think just right off the bat when you meet somebody, like, I can recall multiple times, I guess, like, most of my friends that I have right now are friends I met through other friends, which is super cool. It's also cool when you think about, like, a friendship being super strong and you realize, like, oh my gosh, well, if I never met that other person, then I wouldn't have met them. Like, I think about Hannah and Sasha all the time with that. Anyway, I think just being super, super outspoken, and in a good way, not like a rude outspoken way, but I think being like, oh my gosh, you know, I know this person that you know, and, you know, we'll talk about them for a little bit, but then tell me about yourself. Because if you find common ground, then any conversation is easy. Like, Hannah and I talked about how we tore our labrums and our hips.
How'd you guys even get, like, take me back to that conversation. Like, how do you...
I have no idea.
How'd you get there in your conversation?
I have no idea.
You guys maybe talk for 5 minutes and then you're like, Lily, Hannah got hip surgery too. And I'm like, how'd you guys get to
injuries? See, I have no idea. But that was only in, like, March, and she got her surgery in, like, December or January. I can't remember. So it wasn't too far after. So I can't remember how we got on that topic, but it's just, like, little connections like that.
What do you think is the easiest connector between two people?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you find is the easiest topic to say, oh, me too? Like, if you were to just...
I don't know. I think it's situational.
Okay.
I think for me, a lot of times is yoga. people either do yoga a lot or they want to try it.
That is so true.
So it's either one or the other.
And that's a good in for you, because then your immediate is, oh, come to a yoga class.
And then we're hanging out.
Yeah. And then yoga turns into grabbing a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And then that turns into, okay, let's grab dinner. Or, you know, do you want to try this new place with me?
Yep. Yeah. Or I'm like, hey, bring your friends, bring as many friends as you want to yoga, you know? And I think that, I don't know. I know that people are gonna be like, oh, well, I'm just not a very good like conversationalist, or I'm not like super outgoing like that. Like I could never just talk to anybody. But truly, if the person is supposed to be in your life as a friend, the conversation will just happen.
I also think too, like you kind of have to train yourself to talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't think that I really learned how to, I mean, I could always like carry on a conversation, but I think I've really like fine tuned those skills recently.
Yeah, and that's true.
I think that you kind of have to like have some questions tucked in your back pocket that you can ask someone, and you can't.
Or like ask anybody kind of thing.
Yeah. And you got to be confident in your, I guess in your responses, and then also developing a rhythm of naturally responding to that person's question and then following up with another question.
I was going to say, you can't just have it or like closed ended. It has to be open ended.
100%. And you can't respond with a competitive, you can't have a competitive response.
Yeah.
It has to be complimentary. Is that a right word?
Yeah. No, I agree.
To compliment what that person
said.
It
can't be like,
you had a hard day. Mine was harder. You know?
Yeah. Well, and I guess going back to the thing that I said about, if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested. Be like, oh, well, tell me about it. If you're okay about talking like about it. That was very stuttery of me, but
that's always a good one.
But if you're okay talking about it, like I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Whether it's negative or positive, just like let me know.
I think that if you're okay talking about it is always a good line, because that person's like, you know what? I think I am okay to talk about it.
Or if you're not, then that's okay too.
Yeah. But most of the time, I think when you open the floor for someone to talk about things, they're like, you know what? I think I'm going to.
Yeah. Well, and I think that question, if you're open to talking about it, or if it's okay if I ask or something, that is showing that you are respecting them and their boundaries or their potential boundaries. And then also kind of like lets them know that you're like a safe person to talk to.
I think you're totally right. And I think that leading with vulnerability on your end helps the other person to also be vulnerable.
Yeah, I agree.
So while you were wrapping some gifts, we're hosting a little Secret Santa tonight with our friends.
Yes.
And Lex was wrapping some gifts. Glammy was wrapping some
Glammy.
Gifts. Glammy was getting gifty. And I asked you, what are three bullet points that you can tell me that you think right now, as this 2023 December version of Lexi, that you think the point of your 20s are? You told me three things.
I remember they were all L's. I don't even remember the order.
Yeah, okay. You told me the point of your 20s is to live, learn, and love.
It is.
So can you elaborate on those three
points?
This
is like Glammy's wisdom.
Glammy's words of wisdom.
Okay, well, we'll go one at a time. To live. So have fun. Try everything. Whether that means trying a new food or trying a new hobby, or I don't know, just live your life. Do what feels right in that moment with reason. Don't go rob a bank. But live your life. If you want to try something, try it. If you don't feel like doing it, maybe just like put a pin in it. But I think that if you just go for it, I mean, I live with a mentality like, what's the worst that can happen? And then learn. Through living, you learn. The more you live, the more you learn. I think that, I mean, I'm only in my early 20s, but I've learned a lot here. And I think that that's truly because I live. This is an aspen tree. You know it's an aspen tree because of the way it is. No, the more you open yourself up to, you're going to learn a lot of lessons. And that's cool. Like, this is the time to do it.
What do you think is the biggest learning moment that you've had
because of living? don't know. I feel like I'm just going in circles with the same amount of words. I don't know. I couldn't highlight one lesson I've learned.
What's the biggest lesson that came out of this year?
Trust the process. Trust God's plan. And know that it's all going to be okay. It'll all work out.
It always does.
It always does. Okay, and the final bullet point is love. Love with your whole heart. Wear your heart on your freaking sleeve. Because if you do that, you're going to live and you're going to learn. No, I'm seriously though, I don't think that there's anything wasted when you are just fully yourself and you give, not like give, but truly, I mean, like, you gotta be vulnerable. You gotta tell people you love them, whether that's friendship or romantic. I mean, I never let my friends leave or say goodbye on the phone without, like, if I'm there with them, giving a hug or being like, I love you so much.
After two hangouts, we're in I love you territory.
Yeah. And that's like that's why I think too quickly about romantic relationships. No, but I seriously do think that, like, the more love you give, the more love you're going to receive. There's no such thing as wasted love.
100%. If you love someone, you should tell them. And, you know, we think about saying, like, oh, I love you. Is
not
like
even
such a
in, like, a romantic way, though.
No, just in, like, a, like, I love my friends kind of way. And, like, when we hang up the phone, I'm going to say, okay, love you, bye. All right, do you want to hear my 3 points?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. So, to point number one, I think that your 20s, the point of your 20s is to learn how to love yourself.
Yeah.
And we just talked about love on a broad scale, but I think specifically learning how to love yourself is something that has to happen in your 20s, because there's so many things that happen here. And I don't think that, I mean, I'm not 30, 40, 50 plus, but I think that when you get to be those ages, you have additional responsibilities that require you to fully have accepted yourself in order to be, like, a fully functioning adult. And I, in my 20s, I think I am a fully functioning adult, but I also know that I've got a lot to learn. Hence your point of learning.
And she's a lot to live.
I've got a lot of living to do. But I think that you have to fully learn how to accept yourself in order to be successful later on. Because if you don't, it's kind of like, okay, I got to deal with this shit now, or I got to deal with this shit later. You know?
Yeah, well, I don't think that you can fully accept anybody else until you fully accepted yourself.
I don't know.
I think that, no, like, I think that there's always going to be a little competition if you don't accept yourself first.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
Which we can talk about at a different time.
And I also think, too, going back to that point of the fact that your personality changes more in your 20s, you got to get to know, like, this version of you as you are now and accept this version of you. And then you can continue to grow into next versions of yourself. Well, and know how to accept those easier than, you know, still being stuck in the mindset of, like, oh, these are all the things I need to fix, you know?
Right. Well, and, like, when you accept yourself and you understand all the different, like, changes you're going to go through, it's so much easier to, A, go through, but also put yourself in other people's shoes. Because if they're, like, a teeny tiny bit behind in those changes, then you're like, okay, well, I've been there too. Like, I fully understand that.
100%.
But you can't understand that until you just, like, do the work within yourself.
Yeah. And that's actually a really good point. That brings me into my next point, which is developing an intense self-awareness.
Ooh, yeah.
This is something that I've really, really, really honed in on a lot within the past, I think, like, 6 months. And I've been at the hesitancy because I am self-aware, or I'm trying to be self-aware. I don't want to sound conceited or, like, better than, like, holier than thou, you know, kind of thing, because I think I do have a very good sense of self-awareness. But I also think that that just comes with spending a ton of time with myself and getting to know myself, and also spending a ton of time reading my Bible and getting to know the Lord, and, like, literally asking for self-awareness, like, praying, help me to be more self-aware. I, like, things have been unveiled to me that I've never even realized before. And that just is like increasing my self-awareness, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. When you do the work in yourself, you just find clarity in other areas.
100%. And I think that that's like why I'm kind of big into like personality types and stuff, because I try at least really hard to understand other people and their perspective and, you know, try to, you know, walk a mile in their shoes kind of thing before I pass judgment. And I also think that that is a good segue into my next point of that your 20s is for developing healthy relationships and learning how to properly deal with people.
Absolutely.
That's a crazy life skill that I think, I mean, that's going to be an ongoing process for sure. But I think that if you are really, really intentional with the relationships and friendships that you have in your 20s, it can set you up for success in the rest of your life. I really try hard to surround myself with people who are better than me in every area. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I have a single friend that I think I'm better than.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think there's a single friend I can name that I think that I'm like so much better than them. Like, no, it's just not how it is.
No, like every single friend that I have, I've invited friends on this podcast, I think like most of them. And I think actually Holly and I are going to record tomorrow. But everyone who is in my life that I have,
it's like a really cool person.
Yeah.
We have really cool people in our lives.
We have such cool
friends.
It's
very special.
Like, I'm going to real quick hype up all of our friends. Like, they are incredible. And I try so hard to learn from them every time that we spend time with them. And you and I have, for the first time, I think every friend is shared.
It's so funny.
And it's so cool.
Yeah.
And
it's special for sure.
And we talk a lot about how, you know, my friendships with these friends are different than your friendships with these friends. And a lot of them are older than you to some degree. And I think that that's kind of cool. It's almost like we have all these like older brothers and sisters that we never really asked for. Yeah,
I
was going to
say, I feel like it's all a family, and there's so much crossover too, which I think is really cool, because you're like, oh my gosh, you're friends too.
And it's just so cool to like love on them and learn mm-hmm. from them. And there's a quote from one of the either producers or writers of Friends, and it was from the Friends reunion, but it said, the 20s are the time in your life where your friends become your family.
It's so true.
And it is so true.
And it's not even a specific friend group. Like, I think when people think of their friends, they think of like a small, almost like clique-like type thing, because that's what people are used to in grade school and college. But truly, just like having a vast community is just incredible.
100%. And I think establishing healthy relationships is super important, because for the first time, your 20s are an opportunity for you to pick your own friends. Up until your 20s, your friends have kind of been chosen for you, whether it was your sorority in college or the sports team that you played on in high school or the club that you were in or the family friends that, you know, your mom and dad hung out with. And for the first time in your 20s, you have complete freedom to choose who you want to spend your time with outside of, you know, your work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that it's a really cool opportunity to learn how to develop healthy relationships and spend time with people who are better than you in every aspect and can call you higher and challenge you and just help you to be a better person. And I also think you really are a product of the five people that you spend the most time around.
Yeah, that's why we're so similar.
That's why when we're not together, people are like, what's
Where's
wrong?
The other one?
Where's the other one?
No, I mean, you really just took the words right out of my mouth. Like, I feel very, very blessed with the people in our lives and the things we're able to do, and, you know, sharing experiences with just really cool people is very nice and special. So,
And then my last point, we'll wrap it up here pretty soon, but I think taking care of your body and learning how to is super important in your 20s.
Learning about it is very, very important.
I want to be the grandma that's in the back of the yoga class doing headstands.
No, literally.
And I firmly believe that starts now.
Absolutely. I mean, everything's a domino effect. It always has been. But like, I could go on and on about that.
Maybe that'll be our next one.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Oh, quick flex. I PR'd my deadlift today.
Hell yeah.
I did a 175.
Insane.
I can't wait for
She's
Kendra
like the
to
Hulk.
Send I can't wait for Kendra to send me the video.
Yeah, it's going to be so awesome. Excited.
But like, I want to be able to deadlift 175 as a grandmother.
As a glammy. And Lily's Tate, by the way. We didn't feature your name.
Yeah.
Tate is...
like latte.
Yeah.
But we looked it up because we went to Tate in Boston, and Tate was named after...
Tate's Hebrew for grandmother.
Yeah. And the bakery was started by a girl who her mom or her grandma
yeah, together. I don't know, I read the story, I can't remember, but
super yeah cool.
And Tate rhymes with latte and Lily likes coffee, so
there we
Tate
have it.
And glammy.
So there's a little wisdom from our 20-year-old selves, or maybe our 80-year-old selves.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one I'm in. Yeah. I kind of love glammy though, so
I love glammy too.
I can't wait to officially be her.
Yeah,
and she's so fire.
She's two generations away.
Shut up.
All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to the show, give it a rating, give it a review. That just helps more people find and listen to the show. Don't forget to enter our holiday giveaway. All the instructions on how to do so will be in the show notes for you guys. I love you so much. If you want to see more from me, follow me on Instagram. If you want to see more from Lex, you can follow her on Instagram. Go ahead and shout yourself out.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Lil. My Instagram is soulfullex, SOULFULEX, soulfullex.
It'll be linked in the show notes.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for listening to me talk for, I don't even know, 30 minutes-ish. Cheers. Have a great day.
Love you guys. We'll talk soon.